Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Shows. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Matt Gorder, and our sideline reporter for Bearcat football throughout the season. Chris Roush is over to our left. He'll be working the crowd here. And again, if you have any questions for any of our guests tonight, feel free to write those down on one of the question cards and bring them up, and we will pass those along to our guests. And tonight, we've got a special show. With us will be the head women's basketball coach at Northwest Missouri State, Michael Smith, as their season gets underway this weekend with an exhibition against Illinois State. We'll also talk with a couple players off his team, and Meredith Scott and Annie Matthews. And a little bit later on during our show, we'll be talking with Northwest Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations, Marshall Fay. A reminder that support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the student body. Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the northeast corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Actually, the northwest corner of 4th and Fillmore, with student body providing Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And also support comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. And for dine-in or carry-out, more information at 660-582-2699. Again, our thanks to Carson and Renee and the wait staff for all their work throughout this evening's show. And, Matt, as we look around to the wait staff and a few others around the Carson's tonight, see a few folks in the Halloween spirit here.
Well, I think we missed the boat as we look around, because there's a few servers that are wearing tutus. And I really think we should have got Chris in a tutu tonight to hand out some of the sign-up sheets and things like that. So that's our fault. We missed the boat.
Oh,
we should have had that figured out coming in.
Well, at least we went as radio announcers tonight.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Now we got to figure out if people telling us we've got a face for radio, if that's a joke or if they're being serious.
I know it. Tell you what, we've got a busy weekend ahead. A lot of activities with some of the fall sports winding down. Of course, you got Bearcat football on Saturday with Washburn, and then basketball getting started this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are a couple of times a year where it's awesome because you've got the most sports possible that are competing, and this is kind of one of those times with some of the fall sports winding down, getting to the back end of their season, and then, as you mentioned, with basketball getting started. They're both exciting times of years in their given season, but it just falls at that same time. So this, and then, you know, when you get around to the end of basketball season and start spring sports, is another time that's a blast.
Also, a reminder for those here at Carson to be sure to fill out the different cards and things. Again, questions for our coaches and our players here tonight. And also, we'll have some special giveaways, as we have every week here for the guests here. So it should be a fun night.
Yeah, good stuff. Saw the giveaways just a little bit ago. They brought them in, and there's some good stuff over there. So chance to win those for anybody here.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we'll be talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Michael Smith. That's coming up on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, as it will continue after this timeout.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. And as John mentioned, coming up this weekend, the start of the exhibition part of the season. Now, granted, the exhibition portion of the schedule is just one game long, but it's at least an opportunity to learn more about the basketball teams. And the Northwest women on Sunday will be facing Illinois State in an exhibition. And joining us now is Michael Smith, the new women's basketball coach at Northwest Missouri State. And, Coach, you've had an opportunity to get out on the court for practices since the 15th. What's the biggest thing through the first couple of weeks with the transition and everything that you've been able to learn so far?
Well, I've found out right away, because obviously through the summer we couldn't do anything with our players. Preseason, we're allowed to do 2 hours a week with the basketball, so that limits us. But the thing that I've been the most impressed with is the effort that the young ladies have been given. You know, I've been pretty pleased overall. We've got a good group of returning core players back that, you know, got a taste of a little bit of success, really peaked towards the end of the season, and I think that's carried over through summer workouts and into our preseason. So I think our work ethic, you know, us coming in, and because anytime, you know, we've talked on and on about the different things that's been thrown at them the last few years, you know, and things, but they're taking it for the most part. Obviously, some things are new to them, but you know, they're responding well, and more than anything, I think that they're excited about getting going here.
Now, obviously, each coach is going to have his own style and his own type of basketball that he wants to see. In your case, in this time right now, are you trying to figure out how much of your style you can use with the players that you have, and then how much you need to maybe adjust a little bit to make sure they're at the best they can be?
Well, you know, the best thing about this isn't my first time of kind of taking over and starting over with somebody else's, you know, players, recruits, way, however you want to look at it. But the last time I went through this, I thought, you know, I'm going to adapt to the players, and, you know, we're going to get through the year. And I felt like it set us back, instead of me just coming in right away and saying, you know, this is the way that I want to play. These are the type of players that we expect, the expectations on a daily basis in practice. So we've kind of come across with that philosophy. You know, I've got a good staff, you know, a hungry staff, I think, that we sit down every day and we kind of ask each other questions. And, you know, communication is just huge, I feel like, within our program. And but to answer your question, we've from day one, I've said this is how we want to play. We may not necessarily be able to play that way for 40 minutes. But we're gonna put our stamp, I guess you could say, on things, and I feel like that once we get used to things, probably after Christmas, we'll feel a lot more comfortable in the type of offense and defense that we're implementing.
And that's really kind of what November and December is for. I know you've got a few conference games early on in the season, but you want January and February to be when you're at your best.
Well, absolutely. You know, I told him the other night, it's not how we start, it's how we finish. You know, and we're going to be a work in progress. There's no doubt about that. Any coach that kind of starts over with, you know, with a new group of players and things like that, if they're going to go through some trying times, trying to figure out rotations, trying to figure out who plays well together on the floor. Because again, I've been, you know, we've got 15 players, and I technically don't know a whole lot about any of them. You know, I mean, besides just working with them, trying to get familiar with them. Outside of basketball, walking through the halls, stopping by my office, hey, coach, what's going on? You know, those are the main things. So, you know, we're a little behind, I guess you could say, everybody else in the MIAA right now, because every coach is, I'm the only new coach in the MIAA. So to do that, but again, I'm pretty familiar with the MIAA and coaches' styles and coaches' systems. So I hope that will help us as we prepare for, as you mentioned, January and February with the tough MIAA schedule.
So my guess is scrimmages and an exhibition like you have coming up this weekend are even more important. I know they're always important, but maybe even more important now with this situation?
Absolutely. I want to see who's going to compete. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You know, we're going to put five out there, and we may switch up and put two or three rotations at a time. I don't really know yet. I kind of go with my gut feeling, honestly, in the game. But at the end of the day, I'm going to find out a lot about who we have, the you know, if we're willing to compete, if we're willing to work as a team, if we're willing to count on each other. You know, right now is a big thing, is we're trying to build that trust, you know, within each other. We've got players that played a certain way in a certain style again last year, and I'm trying to ask some different things of them, and they're a little, I guess you could say, out of their comfort zone. So we're trying to get, we have a saying every day, be comfortable being uncomfortable. And, you know, and that's what we try to say, because in MIAA, you never know what you're going to get night in and night out. So we're really trying to learn each other, I guess, right now.
Now, we talk about style and what you eventually want them to get to. Let's talk a little bit about that. What can Bearcat fans expect to see out of Bearcat women's basketball this year?
Well, we want to try to get up and down as much as possible. I know every team says that. A lot of it's going to come down to the depth that we have, and I think that's a key to this year's club. You know, being familiar with last year's Northwest squad, I felt like probably that was one of their biggest weaknesses, I guess, is they didn't have the depth. And, you know, when you put in a tough season and you go every Wednesday, every Saturday and night in MIAA for 40 minutes, it really starts to take a toll on you. I think they had, well, basically Monique Stevens, for instance, point guard last year. I think she averaged 34 to 36 minutes a game, you know, and that's going to wear on you, on your body. So I feel like we've got depth at every position, which I think is going to help us both in practice, building that competitiveness, and also when we get in game, so we can rotate people in and out. And honestly, I don't feel like we're going to drop off a whole lot whenever we start making rotations. I'm excited about seeing how that goes against a, you know, quality team like a Division I opponent, Illinois State, on Sunday.
When you talk about getting up and down the floor, you know, as a fan, you think, well, that just means you want fast players that can run really fast, which I know that's part of it, but there's a lot more to it when you talk about being able to get up and down the floor. What are some of the other aspects to having that style that you're looking for?
Discipline. And I think when you interview my two players here coming up a little bit, we want to play up and down, but we want to play up and down and play disciplined. You know, there's a difference. And a lot of teams don't realize that. When they think up and down, we're going to just throw it up, shoot it up in the first 5-10 seconds of the shot clock and go down and play deep. We're not going to do that. Not with our style of our motion offense that we're trying to put in. We're trying to use as much shot clock, I guess you could say, make teams fight through screens, wear them down a little bit. And then man-to-man defense, we're not going to pick up a whole lot full court. I'm not a big full court guy, but we are going to get after it in a half-court setting, pressure defense, those type of things. So we've got to be disciplined from a defensive standpoint, especially with the changing of the rules, the hand checks and things like that. We witnessed that firsthand in the last two scrimmages. If we would have been keeping track of fouls, we would have had two or three of our girls foul out probably in the first half, you know. So that comes down to just being disciplined, and those are things that we're preaching every day in practice. But really, as you know, until you get out there and experience it for yourself, you can tell somebody to do something, but until they do it firsthand and say, oh, you were right, well, yeah, you know. So I was that way once too, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, I guess you could say maybe some of our players got a little bit of stubbornness in them, but you know, I like that, because then that tells me that they're, at least that they've got that competitive edge, and that's what we're looking for this year in the Bearcat program.
So in a game like Sunday's against Illinois State, how much do you prepare for the opponent and based upon what they're going to do, or is it just put your stuff in, let's go out and find out where some of the spots are that you need to work on?
Well, that's the one thing I said we've got to find every film that we can possibly get our hands on, because I don't like to go into a situation blind, whether it counts or not. I want our kids to be as prepared as possible. I want them to have success. They've got a new staff as well, and they graduated a lot of players, but we tracked down what she did before she came there and what before like that, and the different type of the styles, and there are a few players remaining, so we have some player, I guess, personnel on film that we can kind of show our players their tendencies. But honestly, at the end of the day, they don't know what we're going to do, and we don't know what they're going to do. So we just have to prepare for us, be disciplined, up and down the floor, offense and defense, and hopefully, you know, get ourselves to be in a situation in the second half to win a ball game.
Obviously, with technology, it's a lot easier to find stuff than maybe even when you got into the profession, you know, back 10, 15 years ago. Is there a balance where you say you want to find as much information as possible? Is there too much information?
There is. We've got a new video editing system that's new in the MIAA this year, and it makes things easier, but you can find out everything you want to know about a player, what they did on every miss, how they missed it, you know, what time of the game they missed it, and I'm not very good with a computer, so, you know, I'm like, can't we just do it the old way, you know? But as you mentioned, technology's come a long way with the advancement, so there should be no reason why our players should not be prepared, I guess. And that's one of the important things that we have to do as a staff is really, because every game's different. Every opponent's different.
Yeah.
And that, honestly, that's what some of the problems I guess our freshmen are having a problem with is they play the same way regardless, every night.
Yeah.
Well, we're changing it up every day. We're throwing something different at them in practice. And they're, well, I just now got it down what we were trying to do. But, you know, that's part of it. So, you know, if we want to stay up ahead and stay with the leader, I guess, of the pack and the MIAA, that's the way we got to do it. And that's how I've had success where I've been before, is just trying to prepare our players as much as possible. We may not have the quickest players, the tallest players, the most athletic players, but we're going to have a group that works together.
Are you able to use the same technology, that sort of thing, to kind of scout your own team as you work on things for your own team?
We are, yeah. We definitely have that. We've got our administration has been great about giving us everything that we need. I know that we've had help from, you know, the Bearcat Booster Club on a lot of things. I'm learning a lot more about that, and just makes it even more exciting because they want us to be in a position where we can have success, you know, where they don't want us to be behind the eight ball, I guess you can say. So we have everything we need. Honestly, it just comes down to whether or not the staff can figure out how to work it. That's what it comes down to.
The staff or the head coach?
Well, you know.
I guess it counts. You're all one group, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Well, I guess for Sunday, just kind of give us a lowdown what you want to see, what you want to accomplish in terms of Sunday's ball game.
Well, yeah, I honestly think, from what we know of them, I think we're going to match up really well. I think they go about 6'1 in the post, 6'2. We've got that same thing. They've got some taller guards that like to shoot it, aren't quite as athletic as what we have. Honestly, I think we've got the advantage on the perimeter, just from what I know of them. You know, I think we've got a little more athleticism, new coach style. We've definitely got more experience that have played in game situations. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to a bigger arena. We're going to brighter lights. We're going on the road for the first time, which I think can help us because hopefully that'll give us a chance to bond a little bit more. We're staying overnight. Because, again, at the end of practice, this group goes to this apartment. This group goes to this dorm. You know, now we're on the road and we're thinking eating and sleeping basketball. And that's the way I want it. You know, because it's here. It's basketball season.
I guess that'll be good early because you do have a bunch of home games, you know, really in the first month and a half of the season. So this opportunity has got to be important.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
in that sense, you know, in terms of trying to grow cohesive as a team.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. So, you know, we try to give them their space as much as possible. I need a break as well, you know, and particularly on their weekends and things like that. Right now we're trying to not do as much because I know whenever MIAA season comes around, they're going to be asked a lot of, you know. And so this will be a big test, I guess, for us, big step for the program. I think our players are excited. We watched a little bit of film from, you know, last year on a certain team, and they watch us this year, and they understand it is a different style that I want to play. And I think for the most part, I think they're kind of excited about that. I really do. Now, they'll tell you that one way or another here in a minute, but I think at the end of the day, I try to just stress that, hey, we've got to have that communication on the floor. Defensively, we're kind of struggling communicating right now because it's a new style of defense, I guess, that we're playing. But, you know, obviously, John, you're kind of familiar with my teams in the past and how we want to play and get out and pressure defense, but we're going to get there. There's no doubt in my mind we're going to get there.
All right, Coach. Well, I know you got practice to get over to. We'll let you go, and good luck this weekend.
Hey, we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll come back. And, you know, more than anything, we just want to have a good showing. We want to compete, and I know we will. I know we will.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. Again, they'll get on the court on Sunday in a matchup against Illinois State, an exhibition that you'll be able to hear along the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll take a timeout. We're going to continue to talk basketball here at Carson's in downtown Maryville. As Coach mentioned, both Annie Matthews and Meredy Scott from the Northwest women's basketball team are here. So we keep talking basketball when we come back. You're listening to the KXCB Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for today's game comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County. insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. You can find agent information available at fmnottoway.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
We're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville for the KXCB Bearcat Coaches Show, and we're going to talk with Merity Scott, a senior from Maryville, here in just a second, but we've got a couple of giveaways. First, a gift card from the student body at 4th and Fillmore, and that gift card will go to Serena Trzynski. So, Serena, if you're still here, come by the table. We've got a gift card for you, and we've got a Northwest soccer T-shirt, and this one going to Mr. Bob Severson, sitting right over there. So, Mr. Severson, a recipient of a Northwest soccer T-shirt, and we've got more giveaways, as we do each and every week, down here at Carson's. And again, talking with Merity Scott. She is a senior out of Maryville. And Merity, it's hard for me to believe you're a senior. I've seen so much of your basketball from when you were in high school and now to this point. What's it like going into this season, being your senior season, and having played your entire career here in Maryville?
It's a little bittersweet. I'm excited for this season. I'm also excited for, you know, what's after basketball, but I'm excited to see what this season will bring and how we're going to put together what we've been working for this preseason. So, yeah, I'm excited.
How has the last couple weeks been? I know you've done stuff before, you know, official practices got started, but in terms of getting together as a team, how have things been the last couple of weeks?
It's going good. We've been practicing our transition defense and just mainly communicating on offense since it's a little bit different than last year, so we really have to communicate what we're doing and like when we're going to go set a down screen or a back screen for our teammate because we can't read each other's mind. So,
what's the toughest thing? And I know you've had to make adjustments to new coaches a couple of times in your career, but what's the toughest thing having to adjust to a new coach like that?
Probably just the different styles of play. Obviously, Kellogg, we played a lot of zone last year. We did pressing last year, and we haven't really worked on that this year as much. Just basically the overall style of each coach.
What you've seen from Coach Smith's style so far, do you feel like that's going to be something you're going to be comfortable in, especially as you get to work with it more?
Yeah, it's not as much set plays as what it was last year. We have a lot more freedom to do what we want. It's basically just reading the defense and going off what they do.
Freedom, isn't that fun? Yeah, I heard you talking about wanting to run a motion offense, and you know, you kind of think about that and you think players, I know, usually love that because, like you said, getting an opportunity to make stuff up as you go along,
just
it's got to be fun. Yeah. So I know players, most of the time, defense isn't always the most fun, but the style that he's got and hopefully being able to create offense off of the defense you guys will be playing, does that kind of make it a little bit more fun knowing that you could have more fun on the other end when you do play good defense?
Yeah. This year he wants us to have real good ball pressure, and so then obviously they can't throw it in the post as well. And it's a little bit different than last year because obviously we played zone basically the entire game, so it's a little bit challenging to do something different than what we did last year, but I think we're doing pretty well overall.
Now, we've seen his teams in the past and his styles. He's got teams that like to shoot it from the outside. Is that right up your alley?
Oh, yeah.
You spend a lot of time out on the perimeter, so I'm guessing that's something you got to be looking forward to, having that opportunity.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, you mentioned looking forward beyond basketball, there's life beyond basketball. What are some of the things that you're hoping to do once you get done with this season in basketball?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't figured that out.
That's all right. It's not required, you know.
Yeah.
This weekend with Illinois State, obviously this isn't the first time you guys have traveled over there. What do you look forward to in an exhibition game like this with the situation you guys are in?
I mean, obviously just to get the chance to play a D1 school, because most of us will probably never get that chance in our lifetime ever again. So just that excitement and that atmosphere is probably what I'm looking forward to the most.
And knowing what Coach was talking about, that you guys match up real well against them, does that make it a little bit more exciting, knowing that you're going to be able to go in there and compete on
mm-hmm.
Sunday?
Yeah. I mean, hopefully we can come away with a win. You never know.
What is it about that arena? Is there anything that kind of sticks out in your mind, having played there before, that you're either looking forward to or not looking forward to on Sunday?
I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be pretty big, so I mean, our communication is going to have to be really on point, and so, I mean, it'll be exciting.
Now, the new players that are coming in, obviously there's a lot of players that you guys have had that are coming back, mm-hmm. and getting the mix of the new players in, has that kind of added to the challenge, trying to new coach, new players, but you guys are used to everything. What are some of the things that you're trying to do to make sure that everybody's on the same page?
I mean, like I said, just communication. And I mean, Coach was saying how yesterday, if somebody's not getting a drill or figuring something out right away, that we need to step up as leaders and help them figure out what to do off the court and like after practice, and help them, because we're not going to have time to slow down the drill just for that one person, because we need to do other things during practice.
I know coaches like road trips, especially when you do get an opportunity to stay overnight, because the team is together, you know, for that whole entire trip. Is it as beneficial as coaches say? Do you guys feel like you get a lot accomplished growing as a team when you go on the road like this?
Yeah, I mean, every opportunity is a learning experience, so every chance that we have together, especially with like a new, everybody who's new, we get to just learn every time that we're with each other even more.
All right, Merity, have fun this weekend. Have fun all season. You're supposed to with the senior season, so enjoy it. And it sounds like it could be a good one for you guys this year.
Thank you.
That is Merity Scott, again, a senior from Maryville for the Northwest women's basketball team. And Annie Matthews is here as well. John will talk with Annie when we come back to Carson's in downtown Maryville on the KXCB Bearcat Coaches Show.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants, including Five Guys, Panchero's Mexican Grill, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandMoRealEstate.com.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Welcome back to the KXCB Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Our guest now, Annie Matthews from the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. And before we talk to Annie, we've got a couple more giveaways to announce. First of all, Bill Baldwin receives a Bearcat t-shirt. So Bill Baldwin right over here is the winner of a Bearcat t-shirt. So if you come over and see Chris, will take care of you there with that. And also Derek Pulliam gets a student body gift card. Derek Pulliam is a winner of a student body gift card. So a couple winners right here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll have more giveaways as the evening goes along. And again, as I mentioned, Andy Matthews is with us, one of our student athlete guests tonight. Andy, a junior out of Plasmouth, Nebraska. And Andy, coming in as a junior, third year in the Bearcat program, and third head coach for you. Talk a little bit about adapting to a new head coach each year so far.
It's been a definitely transition, just a long process, but it's been fun, though, overall, I think, just each year having to come back and come together as a team and adapt to a new coach. So it's had its ups and downs, but definitely it's been a fun experience overall.
And just talk about how the practice has gone up to this particular point for you. Again, a couple weeks in with the practices as you get ready for the exhibition on Sunday. But overall, what's been some of the things that you've been trying to do in the preseason right now?
I think we definitely as a team had a really strong preseason, working hard. We had morning workouts and stuff like that. But with practicing starting, I think it's really just all about focus and just really kind of make that transition from preseason into the beginning of practice and carry over that hard work that we have and not fall off.
And what's expected of you this year? Has it changed any at all with Coach Smith coming in? What are some of the things that the coaching staff really is looking for you to provide with this team this year?
I'm playing a different position this year, so that's a definite change. But, I mean, it's still relatively the same, so I'm going from a 4 to a 5, so that's something I have to adapt to and make that transition, but it should be interesting. It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
What are some of the different things you have to do by making that change?
It's just definitely a different role, I'd say, overall, just within our offense, because our offenses are pretty different from last year, this year, so I'm more of a inside person, face up, going, whereas last year I was kind of I think last year was more of a scoring role, but this year it's going to be different.
All right, and as you go into this year, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, a junior in the program this year, now becoming an upperclassman as far as the leadership, do you sense that some other more things will be expected out of you from the leadership role this year?
I think definitely, especially with a new coach, everyone's freshman, technically, because everyone's on the same page, so there definitely has to be leaders to step up, and someone has to take that role in order to just lead the team, because people aren't always going to be on the same page, like you guys were saying earlier. So there's definitely going to be a need for a leader to step up and take that role.
And again, as you mentioned, it's new for everyone with a new coach coming in. But what are some of the things that you try to do to help out the players that are first-year players in your program right now? I imagine there's a lot of things even outside of basketball, trying to get acclimated to a new campus, new community, and things like that. Are those some of the things you try to do with the new teammates?
Yeah, because definitely they're coming in. It's like a big lifestyle change overall. So, I mean, any questions they have, or I think all the upperclassmen are pretty open and helpful for them, just for any troubles or problems they might have transition-wise from high school to college. It's definitely a different entire environment. So,
I've got Illinois State this Sunday afternoon. Talk a little bit about going over, having an exhibition against a Division I school like Illinois State, and looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's really exciting. It's always the exhibition game at the beginning of the year is always like a really good learning experience, especially going against a D1 school. It's really interesting to see like how all the work up to this point, how we could put it against a quality team such as that, because obviously up to this point we're just playing against ourselves. So it's really it's fun, first time playing against a good quality team and seeing how that relays onto the floor.
Yeah, it sounds like Coach thinks that you match up pretty well with Illinois State.
Yeah.
And once you get that out of the way, then you really get into the aspect of several games each week and kind of get into the grind of things after mm-hmm. Sunday. But imagine that you'll be looking forward to that a little bit after, again, as you mentioned, practicing against yourself for the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's always exciting to get into conference play and play the teams that you've been playing for the past few years and get back to playing them and to the games that, not the exhibition game that doesn't matter, but the games that really matter, and that's always a good time.
All right, talk a little bit about your high school days. Out at Bellevue East, again from Plasmouth, Nebraska, and first team All-Stater in basketball. And just talk about your high school teams and some of the things that came out of playing high school basketball in Nebraska.
High school is a really fun experience. My senior year, we won the state championship, so that was awesome. And that was a good way to end my high school career. The transition from high school to college is obviously drastically different, so that was just something I had to acclimate myself to. But overall, high school was like really good. I think my high school career set me up nicely for the transition to college.
And as well as basketball, it looks like you were pretty active in a lot of other sports there, golf, volleyball, track, cross country. I might just talk about being a multi-sport athlete there.
Yeah, I think I was just trying different things out. Basketball has always been my main sport, but outside of that, I think I didn't want to get burnt out, so I think that was just another way for me to just try different things, but golf was fun. That had to be my favorite sport outside of basketball.
Just talk about that. What made golf such a fun sport for you?
I don't know. It's just such, you know, obviously it's way different from, I was horrible at it, to be honest. But it was just, I don't know, just like an outlet from when, at basketball, because basketball is a huge part of my life, so it kind of got stressful sometimes, so to go play golf, I haven't played in forever, but I don't know. I just remember that was always really fun for me.
So what you're saying now is that Pat McLaughlin, the women's golf coach, you might not be coming your way to help out here when
I do not think so. I don't think I would serve him any benefit.
All right. What were some of the things that attracted you to coming to Northwest Missouri State?
There's a lot of people, like a lot of girls from Nebraska had to come Northwest Missouri State, and I knew Emily Howder prior to this, who was playing at that time. And also when I came here, I just really liked the overall environment of Maryville. I think I just really felt at home, and like everyone, and it was like, I'm from Omaha, so it's like 2 hours away, so it's like far enough away, but not, I don't want to stay at home. So I think it was just a good balance.
Hey, one of the things too, you're able to come in and contribute right away in the Bearcat program.
Mm-hmm. That was, yeah, I think that gave me a lot of good experience going on in my college career to be able to get to see the floor as a freshman. So I think that definitely gave me a good foundation experience going on. So.
I understand you're a Spanish major. What did attract you to that?
Oh, I'm not. I was a Spanish
was?
Major.
Okay.
But I'm still doing the same thing. I wanted to. Aspiration is to go to law school at some point. So, I mean, as always, Spanish would have been a good thing, but, I mean, I just switched it up now, so Spanish is a thing of the past.
Thank you for preparing. Well, still a good skill to have.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as far as getting ready for the game coming up on Sunday, I guess it's that time of year, and it'd be fun to watch you and the rest of the team get out there on the floor and play some basketball.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
All right. Well, Andy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Andy Matthews, a junior from Plattsmouth, Nebraska, on the Northwest Women's basketball team. As we've been talking about, the Northwest Women will be in action on a Sunday afternoon. They've got a 1 o'clock tip-off as they take on Illinois State over Normal, Illinois. That's a game you can hear along the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV KRNW. Ronnie Harris will have the play-by-play of that one on a Sunday afternoon. We've also got men's basketball on Sunday. The Bearcat men's team has an exhibition over Bearcat Arena as they take on Graceland. That will be a 2 o'clock tip-off. We'll have that beginning on the internet stream at NorthwestBearcats.com. As well as KXCV.org, and we'll join that one live in on the air on KXCV as well at the conclusion of the women's matchup. So a lot of basketball coming up on Sunday, so you can stay tuned for that. And don't forget, we've got Bearcat football coming up Saturday afternoon as Northwest faces Washburn. That will be a 2:30 kickoff. We'll have that beginning at 1:30 with Bearcat Game Day sponsored by IV, and we'll be talking at some Bearcat football and other sports on the Northwest Missouri State campus coming up next, as joining us will be the Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations in the Athletic Department, Marshall Fay. And we'll talk all things Bearcats coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaccaro and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily. league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes in part from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk with Marshall Fay, we have a couple more giveaways and more winners here in the crowd here at Carson's. Drew Spire receives a Northwest soccer shirt. So if Drew is here, come up over to our left. Chris will take care of you. Again, Drew Spire receives a Northwest soccer shirt. And also another winner here is LD Young. As LD is a winner, he's over to our right here. He gets a whiteout Bearcat shirt. So LD is a winner here today as well. I wanted that table over to our right to clean it up here today. Again, we're with Marshall Fay, the Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations, what used to be known around the business as Sports Information Director. And Marshall, you're the guy that helps make Matt and I sound smart every Saturday afternoon.
Oh, we try. It's
full-time job.
It is a full-time job in itself outside the SID kind of responsibilities. But I've enjoyed being here and working with you guys, and you do a good job. And it's always nice to come in and work with a team that's prepared every week.
First year as in the position here on the Northwest campus, what were some of the things that attracted you to the job here in Maryville?
I actually grew up in Kansas City, just on the Kansas side in Merriam, Kansas, and I've actually been kind of bouncing around everywhere. I'm a four-day state graduate, and took me down to Wichita after that, and then out to Boston, out to California, out to Ohio, and then got a chance to come back home. So I'm very happy, and parents are happy. I've missed, like, the last 8 Thanksgivings, I think. So they're very happy for me to be kind of be back in the area.
Now, we may be busy over Thanksgiving with the possibility of football and playoffs and basketball going everywhere, so it might be a quick visit for you there.
I'm kind of just taking it 1 week at a time right now. I think I know what's coming up on Friday and what's coming up on Saturday, and after that, it's just kind of blinders on. I know things are coming up, but I'm just kind of wanting to survive is a good word for it.
Let's just talk about this weekend. It's a busy week. And for you and the rest of the athletic staff, because you've got not only Bearcat football on Saturday, but you've got some volleyball coming up, and just a lot of things going on right now.
It is, but it's fun. That's why you work in sports. It's for the games. The 9-to-5 stuff, it's making sure the website's updated, making sure the stats are updated. But it's the games on Friday nights, Saturday nights that really drive you to want to work in athletics. If you don't like games, then you might want to find something else to be doing. But it's fun being in games, because at that point anything can happen, and that's what you have to write about and what you work for through 9-to-5 on Monday through Friday and Saturday. You know, Fridays and Saturdays are what it's for.
And with the volleyball, they've been on the road an awful lot up to this point in the season, but fans now getting a chance to see the volleyball team a little bit.
I've tried to go to some of the day trips for them, down to Rockhurst and down to Washburn, and it is tough for them being on the road so much. For the most part, I'm sitting in the office watching live stats, trying to be there to update the web and, you know, put out the score after we're done. So I know it's been tough on Coach Worth, and I'm just now getting back into the swing of actually having the stat and do a game day for volleyball. It took me a while to have to try to remember, okay, these are all the things I have to do for a home volleyball game. And we're getting back into the swing of it. Maybe it becomes routine, and then all of a sudden season's done, and it's time to learn basketball again.
Let's talk about their matches this weekend and the times and what folks need to take in consideration, get out and watch volleyball this weekend.
Linden Woods, both games are going to be on at 7 o'clock. The Saturday game was actually going to be a 6 o'clock game. We pushed it back because of football start time, 2:37 for them. So we pushed the Saturday game against Missouri Southern back to 7 o'clock. And I think they're just thrilled to be home. They'll be on the road just kind of once more after that for Central Missouri next Tuesday. But being home, being able to sleep in their own beds, Coach Worth, I'm sure, has logged enough miles on that team bus that it affects the teams, I'm sure, at some point. But she tries not to let that on and keeps a positive attitude. But, you know, being home for 2 games especially, and then again the next weekend, got to be big for them.
Now, soccer also has a home game coming up, I believe, tomorrow afternoon, final home game of the season.
I've had some talks with Tracy, Coach Hosa, and it's a different conversation if they actually stay healthy. I walk down our hallway or walk down through our training room, and it's walking boots, it's crutches, and I feel bad for them, because a lot of them, you know, some of them are seniors, Kelsey Adams, this is her last campaign as our school record holder, and she just can't seem to stay healthy. And you kind of wonder what they would have been like record-wise if they had stayed healthy the entire year and been able to do an actual full game and full season with her full complement of players.
I don't think a lot of people realize exactly how physical soccer can be.
I'm very new to the game. Didn't really do much of it in high school. My first kind of SID job, I was throwing soccer. He told me I'm covering soccer. And so I pull out the rule book. This is the dummy's guide to scoring soccer. And have been blessed with a couple really, really good teams and some of the positions that I've worked at and picked up some things. I don't consider myself an expert, but I think I understand a little bit of what good soccer is, maybe as opposed to bad soccer. And the way that she plays with possession, it's attractive at least for us, but for soccer wise, it's pretty good here actually, and I think she's building the program and going from there.
Cross country, they're getting ready for further competition here when they look toward the regional action after putting together some pretty good results here up to this particular point.
They are, and you get a coach, guy like Coach Lorick. He's been at Western State. They dominate in Division II, along with Adam State out in Colorado there. So he brings a mentality of he knows how to win, and it comes across in every conversation you have about him. It's always funny with the track and cross country coaches. They can sit there and they can talk for hours on their athletes and strategies, and you think it's just an 8K race or a 5K race, and they can talk for a long time on kind of each individual thing that goes into a race. And he's really excited. I think they have some good shots at going into the regional meets, the way it's set up, that they have a way to get individuals in the nationals as opposed to if the team isn't able to make it. So he's pushing the guys. There's always something to run for and train for. So he's kept a good attitude through it.
And as we've been talking too, not only with all this going on, you throw in a little basketball this weekend as it gets started for you.
I'm still trying to learn names. I do the rosters online, I do the pictures, but it's repetition for me. It took me a couple weeks to learn volleyball. It took me a while still to learn football. There's 125 guys on that roster. So that's an ongoing process. So trying to switch gears back over to basketball and learn, okay, these are the names with the faces and the numbers that I'm going to have to do to call statistics and to write about each week and the players to watch. It's nice to have the change of the season. I wish it maybe could have come another week or two later. Give me a little bit more time to get ready, but that's the way it kind of goes in college athletics.
One thing you're finding out this year, and one thing that Matt and I really appreciate from year to year is just the cooperation that the coaches at Northwest have with working with the media, working with you guys. I know it's a great situation to be in here.
It really is. We're very unique in that we don't have a major media market here. We don't have a TV station down the street from us. We'll get some coverage out of St. Joe, very little out of Kansas City. We have to make our own media, and a lot of it's going to be driven website-wise because we have so much freedom there, so much space to put stuff on there. That's really one of the areas that I would like to grow, and it's become, talking with our coaches, they're very on board with it because the more that they can get out there, either with social media or through the website, they're going to grow their program, and it's going to make their programs better. It's going to increase the quality of student-athlete that we're bringing on campus. So anything that I kind of propose to it, I think all I have to do is just throw social media out there, and they're like, oh, I'm bored. We're going to run with you on that one. So it's the cooperation's been amazing. It's always nice to be able to tout winning teams and winning programs, and especially all the stuff that we're trying to accomplish here, facility-wise and academically. It's an easy sell for them to get on there, and if it takes an interview with you for 5 minutes or an interview on KQ2 for a couple minutes, they're always more than willing to do that.
Hey, and one thing, too, you talk about your website at northwestbearcast.com. A lot of good things on there that you don't see at other websites. Of course, that's one of the things Matt's doing this year to help out with that. And then David Boyce is an excellent aspect with the feature writing that he does on the website as well.
He is. This is kind of the first stop I've had where we've brought in an outside feature writer. Having him be able to come in, all his experience and all the things that he's covered brings a unique perspective to what we're wanting to do in terms of promoting our student athletes and our university. So it's very, it's been very, very interesting working with him. He puts out a lot of quality stories for us. He's always very eager to help us tell our story. But again, as we kind of move forward, we need to be able to create our own content. There's no one that's banging down our doors. ESPN, thankfully, like the USC or something, where they're just sitting outside the door waiting to catch on something. We don't have anyone who's readily available or readily trying to push stories for us, so we have to do it from our own end. You know, it's called content creation, and that's really kind of the best way as we want to grow and be where we want to be, that those types of stories and getting input from David and even input from Matt with his blog posts, finding ways for us to make it into either an inbox or on a news feed somewhere or on a Twitter feed, we need to have the content to be out there to push it.
Larry, again, we're talking with Marshall Fay, who is the Associate Director of Media Relations at Northwest Missouri State in the Athletic Department. We'll talk more with Marshall and talk a little bit about Bearcat football coming up on Saturday afternoon as well. We'll be back to talk more with Marshall after this time out as you're listening to the KXTV Bearcat Coaches Show on Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Today's game is brought to you by Maryville State Farm Insurance Agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane, 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups to oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or in shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's game comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from downtown Maryville at Carson Sports Grill. I'm joined right now by Marshall Fay, who's the Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations in the Athletic Department. And Marshall kind of filling in for Adam Doral, the head coach of the Bearcats right now. And Adam's out trick-or-treating. I was a little confused, though, whether he was actually doing the trick-or-treating or he's out with his daughters to trick-or-treat. I'm not sure which, but at any rate, he's out having a good time tonight, I think.
He is, and then you get to a point on Halloween nights. You have a bunch of coaching staff who have younger kids. Well, I don't want to take, you know, he doesn't want to take them away from their kids, so let's send the 29-year-old new guy out, and he can fill in for us for the evening. So that's I'm doing my part and all that. So it's I did not see a costume hanging up in Coach Doral's office, though, so I believe it's solely for his girls, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him in a costume or something.
All right, and let's just talk about a big game coming up on Saturday. It's another matchup of a couple of undefeated teams. The Bearcat football team, of course, coming in undefeated. And Washburn also undefeated on the year. So it ought to be a pretty good matchup Saturday afternoon at Bearcat Stadium.
On paper, it's kind of like going into Pitts, where you're looking at, you got a number one or top three offense against the top three defense and vice versa on both sides of the ball. So getting to these points in the year is fun because you're looking at our next few opponents, and it's going to be like this for the preparation for everything moving forward. And you're even watching, maybe even get caught scoreboard watching at other games because you've got Emporia and Mo West. But this is really the time where it gets really fun, covering the team and all the work that you put in during the year. Kind of being able to put all those stats out now is fun.
Boy, one of the things that's been fun to watch with this team is the development of that defense all season long. They are playing as well as any probably team in Division II football right now on the defensive side of the ball.
I can't remember the last time I put down zero passing yards for a team, and And, you know, we have some superlatives in my game notes where the last time we held a team to 100 yards rushing or, you know, 100, under 100 yards passing, and I've been filling in those in quite a bit this year. Every single week it seems like I'm putting up a new either team high or a defensive team high, and it's just fun kind of watching it. You watch the team, you know, go up against a rushing offense that was, you know, that was number one in the MIAA running a triple option, and you're holding him really to just one 100-yard rusher, and until he broke off a couple runs there in the fourth quarter, there wasn't much there for him. So just seeing, again, and getting a chance to know the guys on the defensive line and on the defensive side of the ball, rooting for them, because that's really kind of what it's about for student-athletes and covering in college, is really, it's good to see. And anytime you can throw up a ranking next to your defensive stats on the front page of your notes is pretty fun.
Now, talk about rankings. The first regional rankings of the year came out earlier this week for Super Region 3, and good news for the Bearcats. They're in the first rankings at that number one spot.
They are, and the regional ranking system's a little new to me. I've been in FBS the last 3 years, so not that we were ever in that conversation or at the school that I was at, but getting into having Coach T sit down in the office and explain to me, okay, well, these are the matchups, these are the potential scenarios that we can have if we're ranked one or two, or this is possibly where a bye comes in, or this is how they would do a semifinal kind of thing like that. It's something that fans, I know, love to kind of scenario out and pick and choose where, who's going where. But, you know, for me, again, it's kind of nice that I'm actually limited. If I'm doing week 9 game notes, I stick it to week 9. I'm not putting in any extra games in there. I'll put the regional rankings in, but I'm not forecasting any. That's a little, I could do it, but I might catch some backlash for that.
All right, week 9 ought to be a lot of fun out there with Washburn on Saturday.
It will be. And Washburn, again, where there's 10 undefeated teams, I think, in Division 2. Three of them are in the MIAA, and two of them are going to be at Bearcat Stadium. And how much more can you set it up for a great atmosphere? And it's looking like it's going to be sunny and like 55 degrees. And I'm up in the box, so I don't feel any of that anyway. But it's one of those things on Saturday in November, and it's football, and it's two great teams, and you really can't ask for anything else. It's again, one of those reasons why you get up for game days, why you work through the week, and why you love working in college athletics.
All right. Well, Marshall, thanks a lot for being with us.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right. That's Marshall Fay, Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations in the Northwest Athletic Department. When we come back, Matt and I will wrap things up from another edition of the KXCB Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout from downtown Maryville and Carson Sportsfield.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMO.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from MTE Office Centers with locations in Maryville and Cameron. Providing computers, printing, networking furniture, and office supplies since 1935, MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up on another Thursday evening. Before we wrap it up here, we have another giveaway here as Michelle Kemp receives a Northwest soccer shirt. So, again, Michelle Kemp is the winner and the recipient of a Northwest soccer shirt. And Matt Gorder rejoining us here. And Matt, ought to be a heck of a matchup on Saturday. Bearcat football, as we're mentioning with Marshall, two undefeated teams this time of year. You can't ask for much better than that.
Yeah, it seems like there's been a few times this year where the game at Bearcat Stadium, or at least the game the Bearcats are involved in, is the top game in Division II. And there's no doubt about that this week, with it being two of the undefeated teams. Obviously, at least one of the two is going to go down. The other matchups of teams that are undefeated, there's really not a lot on the board that looks real attractive in terms of if you're just a football fan. So anybody who's a Division II football fan is going to have their eyes on Bearcat Stadium on Saturday.
2:30 kickoff, airtime 1:30 with Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee. That's on Saturday. And then on Sunday, basketball time. Rodney's gets to head over to Normal, Illinois for the Illinois State Northwest Women's Exhibition at 1, with pregame at 12:40. And then we'll be over at Bearcat Arena for men's basketball with Grayson.
Yeah, Rodney and I talked earlier this week, and he had to wrestle that one away because I really wanted to get over to Illinois State, but we figured it's probably better off to make sure that the game gets there. He's going to get the chance to go see the women's basketball team. And I think it's, you know, both teams, you look at them, and you know it's just going to be another fun year of basketball. Even with it being this early, the excitement level is really there. So looking forward to basketball. And like I said at the beginning of the show, this is one of the two great times of year to me anyway, because you got so much going on.
All right. A reminder this weekend that we will have football on Saturday. Again, that's 1:30 with our pregame, Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee. 2:30 or so is kickoff time.